And happy Monday. This is Hannah B. with the Monday Morning Motivation Podcast. I hope everyone is feeling nothing but positive vibes on this beautiful Monday morning. And if you aren't, I will make sure you are. This week, I have an amazing, talented, hardworking individual joining me. Someone who is so inspiring to everyone he meets. And this person is Scotty K from US 99 is here with me, ladies and gentlemen. Scotty K is not only with US 99, but he is one of the most talented people I have ever met in my entire life. He was one of 25 male finalists on the first season of Fox's hit television show, So You Think You Can Dance. He also competed on season 11 of American Ninja Warrior. He has been named one of the best live entertainers in the nation 4 times by DJ Times Magazine. Can we give Scotty K a round of applause, everyone? Scotty, thank you so much for joining me today. It is such an honor to have you here with me, and I know you're very busy, so I appreciate your time.
No, I think that was my first round of applause, so it's totally worth it.
So,
no, Hannah, I'm glad you asked me to do this. I think it's impossible to talk to you and not smile.
Well, that's a good thing. My podcast is all about spreading positive vibes.
Yeah, it's infectious, and I love it. I feel like if I'm having a bad day, I just need. I'm going to call you from now on.
Absolutely, please do that. I'm here for you always.
Love it.
So, Scotty, I have my first question for you is, what inspired you to audition for So You Think You Can Dance, and how did you get involved with American Ninja Warrior?
Sorry, we're going to go back in time a little bit. You know, so that was so, it was crazy because it was so long ago, and that's when I was doing that. I was still dancing a lot professionally, so I was at that time dancing pretty consistently, and this audition kind of popped up out of nowhere, and it was the first season, so no one has ever obviously heard of this show. And it was, I think, the night before, a friend had texted me and said, hey, there's this like dance TV show competition, they're having auditions at the Chicago Theater, you want to come meet me? It's at like 6 a.m. and I was like, yeah, cool, whatever, let's go do this.
Yeah.
And so we lined up at about 6 a.m. on right on State Street in the Chicago Theater. And there were probably, I don't know, only 100 or so people. And then as the day kind of went on, the lines got longer. But again, no one's heard of the show yet. So we went through this whole process. And really, I didn't know what I was auditioning for originally. I knew it was a show that was called So You Think You Can Dance. I went in there. They made me sign like 800 pages worth of documents and sign my life away. But really, you know, I was dancing pretty consistently then. So it was kind of my network of friends in the industry that got me into it. And, you know, the American Idol was still going really strong. So it was kind of coming off that stuff. And that's what it sounded like. It sounded like a really great opportunity to decide if I wanted to pursue my dance career anymore. And at that time I was also still in school for radio. So it's kind of more about just an experience and just trying things that, you know, I didn't know a lot about it. And I think that that's kind of how I lived my life then. I just went for things and tried whatever it was to figure out what it is I wanted to do with my life.
That's awesome. And I think that's a great way to think, you know, you may as well try anything or everything you possibly can, because you don't know what you're missing, you know, and that one thing that you might not do is something that you're really talented at. So
yeah, next thing you know, it's almost 20 years later and I can say I did So You Think You Can Dance.
Exactly. So how did you manage to stay motivated during So You Think You Can Dance as well as American Ninja Warrior? Did you have the same type of skills in order to stay motivated or different, or explain to us a little bit?
I'm really competitive. Like I'm a really, really competitive person, not only with other people, but also with myself. So I think that I have a natural, you know, competitiveness in me to stay motivated, but also I've kind of always believed in doing something and doing it at the highest level you can every single time. So, you know, even So You Think You Can Dance, to be honest, was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. I mean, we went to, you know, they did it a little bit differently back then, but we went to Hollywood and we had to dance for 5 days straight. And it was about 8 to 10 hours a day, about a half an hour lunch break with, you know, a different style of dance every single day. And I was an untrained dancer at that point. I was somebody that had minimal classes and actual training, but mostly learned on the street and from friends and freestyle and different groups and by watching, really. So when it came to doing this kind of competition and this kind of, dancing, it was so hard for me to, at the end of the day, still have the stamina, the memory for the choreography and the training just that all these people that have been doing since they were 2 years old had. So, I mean, there were people around me that were always better. And I love being in a room where I'm not the smartest, not the best at something, not, and so I can learn, so I can, and right, it pushes me to be better. And that's what it was every day there. It was so hard, doing that throughout the day. And then American Ninja Warrior was kind of a different, breed. That was last year. So obviously there's a lot of years between the 2004 and 2019, but it's the same mentality. It's one, I'm very competitive, but it's the idea of when somebody tells you they don't think you can do something, wanting to prove them wrong, but then right, also wanting to prove it to yourself. And that's kind of what happened. And oddly enough, it was my son, who was, you know, 9 years old at that point. We loved that show. And we were sitting on the couch and we were watching it on TV, and I was like, oh, I'd love to do that. Cause I've always been really, you know, active and agile, and yeah, and I love climbing stuff. And so, and he looked at me, he's like, you couldn't do that. And from then I was like, oh, okay, now it's like, happening. And it's,
Chance, I'm going to prove you wrong.
Yeah, that's exactly, I wanted to be the, you know, it was kind of the cool dad syndrome, right? Like I wanted to be the dad that did something cool like American Ninja Warrior that his son could tell him about. And oddly enough, at that time, there were three people that I met that have already been on American Ninja Warrior that had crossed my path, kind of through a friend. And so when I got, you know, I was traveling a lot during that time. And when I was living in Dallas at that time, when I got back, I hit them up and they are the best group of people in the world. And that's kind of what that American Ninja Warrior, world is, right? Yeah. It's so much more than the physical aspect. And I think the motivation really continued on, not only through my competitiveness, but through the culture of the sport where everybody is trying to help everybody else. And while you're kind of competing against everybody, nobody has that mentality. Everybody wants somebody else, right, to succeed. So there were people that, like, you know, have been on the show, and some of them are still on the show, and some of the people that have gone the furthest on the show that were helping me. And I trained with them, and I was doing a morning radio show, but I'd still go at like 9 o'clock at night just to get some gym time in at the ninja gym,
oh, wow,
that they ran. So, it was a lot of things that kept the motivation going. One was the competitiveness. Two, the culture of, and the respect I had for the people that really made this their life, right? Like if I, right, was going to do it, I wasn't going to have to do it, because it would be insulting to the people that really, really love and care about this also. And in that time, I grew to be one of those people that loved and care about it. And the other part of it is that it was a huge part of the radio show too. So not only do I like to prove that I can do things, I've also told a whole city and a world on social media that I was doing this thing. So I wanted to do the best I could. So there were a lot of factors that went into the motivation behind it. But really, I mean, it's just, I loved it. I fell in love with it.
That's awesome. I really can relate to that, especially being an athlete my whole life. You know, being on a team, you, mm-hmm, are competing with one another for that position. But at the end of the day, you're all there to support one another. So,
yeah, I think the meaning of competition gets lost a lot, because people think that if one person is winning, that means they're losing. And that's not necessarily the case. I mean, and that's in anything in this world right now. There's an abundance of success that people can lift each other up. And I do believe that the true meaning of competition is elevating each other to new levels.
Right.
And so it's not about one person being taken down or one person failing, but it's everybody lifting each other up. And that's, to me, the true art of competition.
I 110% agree with that. Retweet on that, Scotty K.
Double tap.
My last question for you is, if you could give a piece of advice to anyone who is doubting themselves, what would it be?
I think you have to really look at where the doubt is coming from. If it's coming from the outside world, you got to let go of what people think about you. And that's 99% of our insecurities, is not necessarily that about, we're worried about what we can think about ourselves or see ourselves do, but we're worried about what other people are going to think. And they don't matter, because most of the time when we think that people are thinking about us, they're not. 99% of the time, they're just not. And so you really have nothing to lose. I think if you're doubting yourself, most of the time we're doubting ourselves because we're afraid of what other people are going to think. And the second you let go of that, it's so freeing. And it's such a beautiful world to live in, where you can just go and do something and not care what other people think about it. Because then you're going to figure out all these things that you didn't know you could do.
Right. Oh, no, I totally agree. And I think as humans, a lot of us are afraid of failure. Did you ever feel that way when you were in American Ninja Warrior or So You Think You Can Dance? Or did you have that positive mindset the entire time?
No, I think that would be a lie to say that. I think insecurities are natural, right? And they're okay to have. And they're right. And you should have insecurities, and you should be able to be very self-aware and emotionally intelligent to know what those are. And I think that's how you overcome them. And honestly, I think failure is not a bad thing. It never has been. I think failure is such a great stepping stone. And really, it's just a perception of what failure really is. If you did something and you didn't do it to the way that you thought you were going to do it, or that other people thought you were going to do it, or your expectations, then you can want to do one of two things. You can quit, walk away, right. Go try something else. And which is fine too. If you didn't enjoy it, it's okay to walk away from things that you don't. I think that's the whole point. You try things. If you don't like it, you don't do it. But if you still want to do it, I think that whatever those failures are, there's not a single person in the world that has done something successfully on the first try to right. the levels, you look at anybody and that has tried and done anything. And really, it's all about building off those failures. So, I mean, when it comes to failing, I embrace it. I'm excited about it. It sucks for a little bit, but you get over it, right? And you figure out how to do it better, or where you failed, or how you can become better in those moments. And I think that's a really special thing. I used to do a podcast. I did for a while. Some other circumstances, just location and moving and things like that. I haven't done it in a while, but it used to call it Have You Tried Failing? And it was all about people that were so successful because of their failures. So when you are looking at people that are trying to be successful, you're like, hey, have you tried failing at a few things? Which means, have you tried taking some risks? Have you tried doing something differently than you've done it before? And being okay with failing, because that is another step towards success. So I really do believe failing is not a bad thing.
Right. And that's how we learn and become better at things. So, Scotty, you are so inspirational, and I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to share your inspiring story. I know that you will make a huge positive impact on every single person in this entire world and whoever is listening to this podcast. So thank you so much. And everyone, be sure to give Scotty a follow on Instagram and Twitter at Scotty K on Air. Listen to Scotty K on US 99 weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. and bring him everywhere you go by simply downloading the radio.com app and favoriting US 99. Thank you so much, Scotty. I appreciate you tons.
No, thank you, Hannah.
Take a few minutes to write down a goal that you would like to accomplish this week. Please know that you can most definitely achieve anything you set your mind to. All you have to do is believe in yourself. As always, sending you nothing but positive vibes. Have a great week, everyone.